অ্যাকচুয়ালি আপনারা জানেন গুরুপদ পদ্ম এখনও আছেন, গুরুপদের কৃপা এখনও আপনার বর্ষিত হচ্ছে আমাদের উপরে। সাধারণ আমি আগেই বলেছি, সাক্ষাৎ ও রিত্তেন সমস্ত শাস্ত্রই রক্ত ভাগবত এব সদ্ভি, কিন্তু প্রভর্য প্রিয় এব তৈস্য বন্দে গুরু শ্রীচরণ আরবিন্দ। কিন্তু গুরুদেবকে তিনি ভগবানের নিজ জন, তিনি ভগবানের নিজ জন, ভগবানের নির্দেশে তিনি আসেন, আবার ভগবানের নির্দেশে তিনি চলে যান। তিনি কি করতে, হোয়াট ফর হি কামিং হিয়ার, হি ইজ দ্য অ্যাসোসিয়েট অফ লর্ড রাধারানী শ্রীমতী রাহুল। গুরুদেব টেলিং হু ইজ ইউর গুরু, হুই মাই গুরু ইজ বিগ, মাই গুরু ইজ স্মল, বাট মাই গুরু ইজ শ্রীমতী রাধারানী, শ্রীমতী রাধারানী। বাট হি ইজ দ্য বেস্ট সার্ভিটর, হি ইজ দ্য বেস্ট সার্ভিটর অফ লর্ড কৃষ্ণা, ইভেন সামটাইমস লর্ড নিত্যানন্দ প্রভু, নিত্যানন্দ গুরু। অ্যান্ড আর ইউ থিংকিং সাম ভিশন অফ ইজ সামথিং, উই ক্যান সি সামথিং, সামবডি ক্যান সি অনাদার থিংস, বাট আওয়ার ভিশন সামবডি সিং গুরুদেব ইজ রাধারানী অ্যান্ড সামবডি সিং গুরুদেব ইজ নিত্যানন্দ প্রভু। বাট হোয়াট ইজ হিজ পজিশন, হোয়াট ফর হিজ, সে কেন এই জগতে আসেন? তিনি ভগবানের কথা আমাদের মধ্যে প্রেরণ করেন, হি ইজ ডিস্ট্রিবিউটিং দ্য কৃষ্ণ হিমসেলফ, কৃষ্ণ হিমসেলফ সেন্ড হিম টু ডিস্ট্রিবিউট হিজ থিংস, ও প্লিজ গো অ্যান্ড গিভ সাম, গিভ মাই টক, আই ক্যানট গো অল টাইম, ইউ গো দেয়ার, অ্যান্ড হি কৃষ্ণ হিমসেলফ সেন্ড হিম টু আস, বিকজ সো মেনি ডেস উই লুজিং আওয়ার ফাদার, সো মেনি ডেস উই ডু নট নো এনিথিং, লস্ট আওয়ার অ্যাড্রেস, হোয়ার ইজ আওয়ার অ্যাড্রেস, উই ডু নট নো এনিথিং, ইভেন লর্ড, ইভেন শ্রীমৎ চৈতন্য মহাপ্রভু, হি ওয়েন্ট হাউস টু হাউস, কি হোয়াট ইজ সেইং, জীব জাগো গোরাচাঁদ বলে, প্লিজ ওয়েক আপ, ওয়েক আপ, প্লিজ প্লিজ কাম, প্লিজ কাম, আই কেম টু টেক ইউ, আমি তোমাকে নিতে এসেছি, আই কেম টু টেক ইউ, বাট উই আর ডু নট ওয়ান্ট টু গো, উই আর ওয়ান্ট ক্যাচিং দ্য পিলার, হাউস পিলার, লাইক ভক্তি মুক্তি সিদ্ধি কামী, ভোগের বাসনা সিদ্ধির বাসনা, বাট লাইক অন টাইম বিএম পুরী মহারাজ, ভক্তি মাধব পুরী মহারাজ, হি গেভ সাম গুড আর্টিকেল, আই রেড দ্যাট, হি ইজ সেলিং ভেরি গুড আর্টিকেল, ইউ নো ভেরি গুড, আই ভেরি, আই হি ফোন কল দ্যাট ডে, আই টোল মহারাজ ইউর আর্টিকেল ইজ ভেরি নাইস আর্টিকেল, ভক্তি কারণ গিরি মহারাজ কি জয় নিউ জার্সি, নিউ জার্সি থেকে, নিউ জার্সি থেকে মহারাজ প্লিজ সে, দেন আই এম ক্যানট রান অ্যাওয়ে, দেন উনি খুব ভালো আর্টিকেল দিয়েছেন বিম পুরি মহারাজ, সুন্দর আর্টিকেল দিয়েছেন, শুনবেন, হি ইজ ভেরি নাইস আর্টিকেল গেইম, হি ইজ ওয়ান্স ব্রহ্মচারী ওয়েন টু দ্য বারবার শপ অ্যান্ড বারবার শপ অ্যান্ড ফর সেভিং ইজ হেয়ার, একজন ভক্ত নাভিদের দোকানে গিয়েছেন, সেলুনে গিয়েছেন, সেলুন জানেন, সেলুন চুল কাটতে গিয়েছেন, দাড়ি কাটতে গিয়েছেন, অ্যান্ড সেই এখন বারবারটাও দেখছে তিলক, নোবডি লাইকস তিলক, ইউ নো অলওয়েজ ক্রিটিসাইজিং লাইক দিস, তিলক টিলক দেখলে লোকে হিন্দি নিন্দা করে, হিংসা করে, ইউ পুটিং দ্য তিলক, ইউ আর থিঙ্কিং কৃষ্ণ এক্সিস্টিং হিয়ার, কৃষ্ণ ইজ এক্সিস্টিং, নো কৃষ্ণ ইন দিস ওয়ার্ল্ড, হোয়াট কৃষ্ণ, হোয়ার ইজ কৃষ্ণ, ইউ ক্যান শো মি হোয়ার ইজ কৃষ্ণ, ইফ কৃষ্ণ ইজ দেয়ার হোয়াই পিপল আর সাফারিং, হোয়াই সো মেনি ফ্ল্যাট, হোয়াই সো মেনি ওয়ান ম্যান ওয়ান কিলিং ওয়ান ম্যান, হোয়াই নো কৃষ্ণ ইজ হিয়ার, নো নাথিং কৃষ্ণ, নো মোর কৃষ্ণ, অ্যান্ড দ্যাট মানে বলছেন এখানে যদি কৃষ্ণই থাকে তাহলে, যদি ভগবানই থাকে তাহলে, ভগবান থাকলে এত ঝড় বৃষ্টি লোকের কষ্ট দুঃখ এইসব কেন হচ্ছে, ভগবান ঠকবান, জগতে ভগবান ঠকবান নেই, জগতে ভগবান ঠকবান নেই, দ্যাট ব্রহ্মচারী থিঙ্কিং হিয়ার আই এম অ্যালোন, বাট দে আর অল মেজরিটি, আই ক্যানট ফাইট উইথ দ্যাম, দেন হি লেফট দ্যাট প্লেস অ্যান্ড হি ইজ সার্চিং, আই উইল কাম অ্যান্ড গিভ অ্যান্সার লেটার, হি ইজ সার্চিং সার্চিং অ্যান্ড দেন খুঁজতে বেরিয়েলেন, খুঁজতে বেরিয়েছেন অ্যান্ড হি সস ইমিডিয়েটলি ওয়ান big man like mad crazy person and big hair big beard like this, he never shaved maybe 7-10 years that kind of man he found it, and ওখানে একটা লোক পেল খুঁজে, সেই লোকটি 10 বছর ধরে মাথায় শেভ টেপ কিছু করেনি, বড় বড় চুল বড় বড় দাড়ি, তাকে ধরে নিয়ে এসেছে, ধরে নিয়ে এসে নাপিতের দোকানে, হি ব্রট হিম অ্যান্ড টু দ্য বারবার শপ অ্যান্ড তাকে ধরে নিয়ে নাপিতের দোকানে, নো হিয়ার ইজ নো বারবার, ইন দিস ওয়ার্ল্ড নো বারবার, নো বারবার, নো বারবার, and that barber told, what, I mean the barber, few minutes ago you came to me and I shave you, I am barber, if you are barber, he told, ami tumi amake shave korte asle tumi bolo napit nai, jagote napit nai, jagote napit nai, ami to napit, ar tumi jodi napit thako tale why that man is so many beard so many hair, tumi jodi napit thako tale ei loktar to chul dari hoyeche keno, are chul dari hoyeche mane he did not come to me, he did not come to me, then why how I shave him, he did not come to me,
তাই সেই লোকটা আমার কাছে আসেইনি, তাহলে আমি তাকে কি করে সেভ করবো, কি করে তার চুলকাটি দেবো? অ্যান্ড দেন ইউ আন্ডারস্ট্যান্ড ইউ হাউ ইউ নো হিয়ার ইজ নো কৃষ্ণ নো লর্ড নাথিং হ্যাভ ইউ নো বৈষ্ণব দেন হোয়াট ইউ নেভার গো টু দ্য কৃষ্ণ হি নেভার সার্ভ টু দ্য কৃষ্ণ ইউ নেভার সার্ভ টু দ্য কৃষ্ণ অ্যাসোসিয়েট ইউ নেভার সার্ভ দ্য ডিভোটি ইভেন ইউ নিড টু গো টু দ্য কৃষ্ণ টেম্পল হাউ ইউ নো হিয়ার নো কৃষ্ণ Yes, then you understand, oh, I never go to the Krishna's temple, I never go to the Krishna's devotee, I never serve the Krishna's devotee. Then how shall I know this is not Krishna, this is not here? Yes. Who knows it? Who served the Krishna? He knows Krishna. Who served the Guru? He knows Guru. Who served him? He is fulfilling his desire. Who served him? He knows Guru. How another man will see who no Guru, no Guru's power, nothing is, he is mundane man, he is nothing. How is serving? He is serving, he is showing something and asking inside, inner asking something. Whether serving like shopkeeper, giving some money, buying some oil. Buying some oil like shopkeeper, giving, going to the shop, asking some. Dukane gelam, dukandarer sange ar customer sange somporko. Taka dilam, mal dao. Kori taka phelo, kori phelo, mal nao. নাকি বলুন? আর গুরুদেবের সেবা করছি, গুরুদেবের সেবার জন্য আই ওয়ান্ট সামথিং, আই ওয়ান্ট দিস বিল্ডিং, আই ওয়ান্ট ইউর হাউস, আই ওয়ান্ট ইউর ল্যান্ড, দিস ইজ আওয়ার পাওয়ার, আই ওয়ান্ট সামথিং ইন ডিজায়ার ইনসাইড, তাই হয় সার্ভিং, বাট ইনসাইড ইজ অ্যানাদার ডিজায়ার টু সার্ভ হিম, ইট ইজ নট দি নিষ্কাম, ইট ইজ নট নিষ্কাম, ইভেন লাইক উই আর গিভেন হোয়েন নারদ মুনি ওয়েন টু দ্য গোপী, অন ব্রজ গোপী ইমিডিয়েটলি দে গেট দ্য ফুড ডাস্ট, মাই লেগ ক্যান বার্ন, it is rotten. Yeah. What for I my leg? What for? I mean, pa diye ki korbo? If Krishna is existing, if Krishna is not existing, if Krishna will die, then what for I our leg? Amar pa diye ami ki korbo? Jodi Krishna mure jay, pa diye ami ki korbo? That's part of service for Krishna. If Gurudev is here, not necessary, nothing is. If Gurudev is here, even we can die. Even like this, when Mahaprabhu is chanting and dancing, Govinda is servitor. Govinda is servitor, he is full sleeping, and Govinda told Prabhu, remove, please, I want to go inside, I want to serve. Mahaprabhu told, I cannot move, I'm so tired, and every day I'm doing service for you, I'm a poddhani shiva kori apnar. If as you wish, you will do or not. And what are you thinking? He cross him, with his uttariya, put it and cross him, and message, good way, and Govinda is sitting and like rest, and Mahaprabhu wake up in midnight. Hey Govinda, why you are here? You did not go for prasadam? You didn't go for sleeping? How shall I go? How shall I go crossing you? How shall you come? How will you come crossing me? But you, I came for your service. I cannot go for myself. I cannot go for myself. I cannot do anything for myself. If I can do many things for sinful work, for my Lord, for my Gurudev. I can kill somebody for my Gurudev. That is Gurudev's order. I go there. There is no problem.
জয় শ্রী গুরু মহারাজ কি জয়। গোবিন্দদেব গোস্বামী মহারাজ কি না, গোস্বামী মহারাজ গিরি মহারাজ কান্তি সামথিং টুডে পূজ্যপাদ গিরি মহারাজ প্লিজ সে সামথিং আমরা গুরু মহারাজ।
জয় শ্রী গুরুদেব, জয় শ্রী ভক্তি নির্মল আচার্য মহারাজ কি জয়। ও মহারাজ, ইউ আই কেম ইন আনফরচুনেটলি আফটার ইউ অলরেডি বিগান এন্ড আই থিংক আই নিড আ ফিউ মিনিটস টু ক্যাচ আপ। But even if I had come at the beginning, still I would need a few minutes to catch up.
Yes, Maharaj.
Maharaj, my dandavad pranams to your lotus feet and to the honorable Vaishnavas to your left and to those in our front and also in our back. The eastern, the western, and all of the 10 directions. My dandavats to you all. Maharaj, I'm a little unprepared to tell the truth. And one thing that immediately comes to mind, which should not be said probably, but I will say anyway. When I came here, I came with, happened to meet Vijayasundar Prabhu in Frankfurt, a devotee from Canada, and he explained to me that his financial situation was very difficult. He was wondering how he was going to make his expenses with his current employment, and he's thinking he has to get another job to do that, to make it possible to meet the expenses of his family and so on. And yet still, he and his wife and his child, he's bringing here for this event. And I know that that is no doubt happening with many of you. So when Srila Sridhar Maharaj was requested on a few occasions by some Western devotees when they first started coming here to ask for initiation, he said in a sort of rhetorical question, a rhetorical way, they have come so far, then they must be sincere. We were wondering, he doesn't know these men, these ladies, he doesn't know them, but he's giving them the opportunity of connection with himself. Then why? Usually some time period for the guru to study the disciple and make some determination. If that was sufficient for him. Oh, they have come so far. Then they must be sincere. So this, I'm still struggling with this. Gurudev meant so much to us, means so much to us. Then, if he does, we must continue to show that. And I think the best way that we can do that is to fall at the lotus feet of Sri Padacharya Maharaj and ask Maharaj, how may I serve you? Take his direction and go forward. Hare Krishna.
Hare Bol. Mohananda Prabhu, please say something. Amader Sibat Mohananda Bhaktiranjan Prabhu, Uni Guru Maharaj's private secretary. Uni kichu bolben ekhon. And pore kichu ladies ra kichu bolben, meera. Who wants to say something? Some ladies, Lalita, Krishnakanta, please say something about your feelings, something feelings from Gurudev.
So, my obeisances to all of the Vaishnavas, I'll remain standing here. My obeisances to all the Vaishnavas, and indeed, we are hearing from the Vaishnavas from around the world and locally, different aspects of Srila Bhaktisunda Govinda Dev Goswami Maharaj and of his departure from this world. And by hearing from them, it is helping to soothe our own hearts in separation of his divine grace. And one thing, when we are hearing from the different devotees, then we're able to also get a different angle and a different way of seeing the departure of Srila Govinda Maharaj. We also see in different ways his glories while he was with us physically, as it were, in front of us. But I was surprised myself how much the disappearance of Srila Gurudev did affect me. And I think it is because for many of the devotees who were coming from abroad and who were staying close to him, he was very much the center of our daily life, that we'll consider everything we are doing. Is it what he's wanting or is it what he's not wanting? And whenever we are receiving something, we are thinking to, oh, this, how will I get that opportunity to give it to his divine grace? Whether it's pictures, whether it's messages by email, by telephone, etc. Always we are thinking of him and trying to make some opportunity to present the devotees offerings, savor, questions, glorification, all these various things to him and for his attention. When Gurudev was showing a younger form, of course, he wanted to hear every detail and he wanted to also be very much involved in the decision making, not only in Navadvip but around the world, of how the temples will evolve, who will be on the committees, how the even the lands are purchased in several of the places, and the devotees are first checking with Srila Gurudev first about will this be suitable, will this not be suitable. So by having Srila Govinda Maharaj as very much our hands-on guru, as it were, that we can come to at any moment and we're always thinking of, then I think that suddenly when he has left the world, it did leave a big hole in the immediate hearts of many of the devotees. And having said that, I can say that the events that took place on that particular Leela of Srila Govinda Maharaj when he left this world, that the devotees who attended to him all deserve medals, because really they, with that hole in their hearts, they were able to maintain composure and serve Gurudev so sweetly. So these have been intense days. The arrival of devotees from around the world, and the arrival, of course, of the senior sannyas section from around the world, and the senior leader section from various countries, as we've heard listed before, indeed an impressive list of countries worldwide that have come here, are all coming to help give us relief too, all coming to help let us see the spiritual side of Sri Guru, that we know that he is more than the father, more than the consultant, more than the manager, but rather that his divine grace is carrying this whole sampradaya for the benefit of this world. And many times we would come to Gurudev and we'd see him looking so radiant, and it is the Guru who is the recipient of all glorification and honor. And so we would try in our simple, humble ways to give glorification to Gurudev. But really, sometimes coming to his veranda, seeing him sitting in his chair or on his bed, we get a very clear kind of feeling that really the whole world was nourished just by him being in his chair, just by being present here. So now in these days of adjustment, now this is the 10th day after Srila Gurudev passed away, then it is the soothing shelter of the Vaishnavas and their gracious glance which is helping us all to proceed. And now as the world adjusts to this, then we are all looking to Sri Chaitanya Sarasvatmat. We are looking to this place which we have come to know as the home of pure devotion. And we know that here at Sri Chaitanya Sarasvatmat, that line of pure devotion that Srila Sridhar Maharaj established and wanted and himself set very firmly, passed on to Srila Govinda Maharaj, that now is firmly in the hand of Srila Acharya Maharaj here with us presiding over this meeting today. And I can also say that Acharya Maharaj, along with all of the other devotees, that day of Gurudev's disappearance also was absolutely, you can say, joined the land of devastation when coming to understand really the reality that Gurudev had left from this world. And that day, for those who were not here then, we sometimes say perhaps it was some grace of the Lord that you didn't see those pastimes, because it was so intense and such a mood of separation that we can only sort of remember a glimpse of that. And now by the grace of the devotees, we pray we can continue the service line of Srila Sridhar Maharaj, Srila Govinda Maharaj and Srila Acharya Maharaj in maintaining Sri Chaitanya Sarasvatmat beautifully as the continuing home of pure devotion for all the faithful devotees around the world. Jai Srila Bhakti Sunda Govinda Dev Goswami Maharaj ki jai. Jai Srila Bhakti Nirmal Acharya Maharaj ki jai. All the assembled devotees ki jai. Itai Gaur Premanandi Hari Hari Bol.
Jai Sivat Vahand Bhakti Ranjan Prabhu ki jai. I am requesting Krishna Kanta Devidasi, please say something about from your heart about Srila Gurudev. Connection from Italy temple. Say something, little few words.
Maharaj, just because you are requesting, otherwise.
Yes, please say 5 minutes. Five.
So I wanna offer my dandavat pranams to your divine grace and to all the sannyasi here and all the devotees. I'm afraid to speak because I'm a bit emotional. I'm afraid I'm gonna cry and try not to do that. And when I received this the news of Gurudev departure, it was at Villa Govinda, and it was horrible because I just left And it was a Saturday, and I couldn't do anything, couldn't go to the embassy to get another visa. I was just paralyzed for the weekend. It was the two longer day of my life. I couldn't do anything about it. Just when I heard it, I just wanna finish. Like, tomorrow was supposed to be the Sunday feast, and my first thought was like, just close everything down and we're not gonna do anything. But then, like, few moments after, I just start to feel like I need to see the devotees. I cannot be here by myself. I just need to be surrounded by devotees. So I start to call everyone and write in mail while I was watching the Block TV in direct, like the whole ceremony, and didn't want to move my eyes from that, even though it was so painful to see, but I was like staring at the video and trying in the meantime to write some mail to the devotees, calling them and told everyone, please come, and Gurudev is gone, please you come all. Anyway, you know, then Monday, then Sunday, everyone came. Who could come? I mean, not everyone could come on such a short notice, you know, but most of the devotees came, and we have a very sweet celebration. And then Monday, immediately, I mean, first things in the morning, I went to the consul and to the embassy, tried to get a new visa. Now there is this new law. I couldn't get an ordinary visa, so I need to, have a meeting with the consul and everything. And anyway, finally, you know, it looks like everything was against. I wasn't going to get everything. The credit card wasn't working. The office closed just 2 minutes before I could get there. Anyway, so many things, like, and I was like, I'm not going to surrender to this, you know, I'm going to go through whatever. And anyway, finally, we made the visa, I made the visa, I made the ticket, and I'm so happy to be here, you know. I'm really so happy. The only things I wanted to see was the face of you all. And I'm so happy I can be here with you. And I want to thank so much all these devotees who take care. Like, the only things I could say to Gurudev last time I came, it was like, how beautiful are your devotees around you, that they're serving you so nicely with so much faith. Like, you know, Devabandhu, Nandapriya, Jamuna, Lalita, Sarasvati, Kishori, Didi, and Nukul. And I also want to thank all these devotees that they were there when I first came, like Uma Didi and Sita, and again Lalita, that they made my faith in Gurudev grows. You know, they plant the seed of faith in Guru in my heart. And I am forever thankful to them, like forever. And I'm just feeling so fortunate to be part of this and to be a member of this family. And I also don't feel hopeless, because I see Gurudev gave us again such a big gift on his Vyasa Puja. Like, he likes to give gift to the Vaishnava every time on his appearance day, and this appearance day he gave us Acharya Maharaj. So I feel so happy for that. And not only Acharya Maharaj, but I mean Srila Acharya Maharaj, but all the sannyasi. I feel safe. I feel I'm not alone. I'm not gonna, I mean, maybe I'm going to go crazy, but I'm in a good company, you know. And you know, I just wanna offer my dandavat pranams to you all, and please forgive my offense. I'm still a little girl, and I don't know how to behave properly, so you please forgive me and give your blessing.
Jai, Sri Krishna Devi. Now, Australia, take a pranam. Parananda Prabhu. Parananda from Australia. Australia take Parananda, say something. Parananda. Parananda is here. Hiding, you understand? Something? Okay. Aprakita Prabhu. Aprakita from Malaysia, please say something. Please come. From Malaysia, Aprakita Prabhu. Nakul's father. Who served Gurudev Nakul. Nakul's father is Aprakita. He gave his son to Gurudev. And Gurudev always remembering Jayashri. Jayashri, when she will cook for me. Where is Jayashri now? Disappear? Okay. Hiding you. Okay.
All glories to all the Vaishnavas who are sitting here and to His glorious Sri Acharya Maharaj and all the Eastern and Western devotees who are here. Just being here makes it very, very strong. Otherwise, we are not sure where we are. And my remembrance of Guru Maharaj is that He is so merciful. Otherwise, I would not have a chance to be in this connection. Really, Guru Maharaj is so merciful that I have a chance to come here. Even now, I'm asking myself, how is it that I'm here in the midst of so many great, pure Vaishnavas? It's because Guru Maharaj doesn't have a judgmental mood, I believe. He just accepts everybody, just gives everybody a chance to come to Krishna. And that is the one reason that I and my whole family are here. Although we are struggling to hold on the line, really struggling, because it is not an easy line, it's a pure line. And by the grace, by remembering Srila Guru Maharaj's sacrifice, and especially his last days, how he was holding on, he could have left much earlier if he wanted to, but the feeling I got, he's just holding on for us to stabilize, for us to hold on, so that when he leaves, we can hold on our own. And that was the feeling I got. And Maharaj was so merciful by engaging our family members, and also feel a little guilt here, because when his last days, Maharaj, devotees have asked me to leave Jayashri for helping Maharaj to cook, and I couldn't do what she's doing back home, so I have to like, I'm just too difficult for me, you know, I have to like say, oh. And ever since then, I'm feeling so bad inside that I could have said, no, you can go and I can take her, but I couldn't just do that, you know. So as an alternative, we asked Nakul to come in, and it was nice that she has already trained Nakul to cook, so he can actually take over from her. Actually, this is really happiness for us, because after having so many children, I have one child who can come and serve Guru Maharaj. I feel so satisfied, and I'd like to thank all the Vaishnavas, and I must not forget that I'm here by the grace of Mahananda Prabhu. He preached in Malaysia so gloriously and gave us a chance. And Guru Maharaj came through him, just like through all the Vaishnava sannyasis who are sitting here. Guru Maharaj came through them and bring us back to this machine here. So every Vaishnava, my humble dandavats, and Sri Acharya Maharaj, I will serve you till the end of my life. This is my report.
God. Maharaj, conclusion can give. Maharaj, some conclusion can give, please. You.
All I can say at this point, you mentioned personas. I'll say this, that I hear Gurudev sometimes saying, I mean, this is a very serious time, but this is a little not a serious thing. I hear him, sometimes we say very heartfelt, moving things to him, and he'd say, you are thinking you need to express this and that, but I am thinking, what shall I eat? And all the tension would leave us. Someone would come with some very heartfelt thing, and that Gurudev was so divine and transcendental that he could say something like that. And so I told the other night that he revealed things through his humor, and that as he became older and could not eat all the different types of prasadam, that sometimes, like Ashram Maharaj and I are privileged to take prasadam with Srila Gurudev, sometimes the servitors, the coca servitors, they're bringing something to us that they can't give to him. But Srila Gurudev, he's very observant of anything that will come before him. It's not possible actually to bring something before him and for him not to notice that. So this one time, they bring something to us and they put it on our plate, but they're not giving to him. And then Srila Gurudev, he starts singing this song, this very beautiful song. And normally the etiquette is we're not talking during prasadam or making comments or so many things. But this time, I asked Srila Gurudev, what is this song you're singing? Because it's peculiar. He's singing this beautiful, sweet song, and they're putting some prasadam on our plate. And he said, oh, that song is that Radharani is little chastising Krishna, saying that there's another, it's bad enough, another gopi is going to meet with you, but why does she have to come through my courtyard? That's too much. So Gurudev, in this charming way, is saying, it's bad enough, there are certain things that aren't being given to me, but they have to bring it right in my front of my face and put it on your plate. So sometimes we have a stereotypical idea of how an acharya will teach us, but he was the master of teaching through this humorous style, that he can connect something very ordinary in this plane and the relative plane and take it towards the central conception of the absolute deep into the spiritual interior and give us a little glimpse of that world and then let it withdraw. Not overexposure, just a little glimpse of the sweetness of how they're dealing in the upper world. And that way teach us, at the same time amuse us, and then capture our hearts and nourish us all at the same time. So when Srila Guru Maharaj is told, I mentioned earlier, that as he became the acharya of this mat, that when you get his acquaintance, you'll understand more deeply what is in his interior. I didn't finish this point, that at the time he had a few disciples, but we saw what extended from his heart became thousands. And like Krishna Kanti Didi, Uma, all of his disciples, Lalita, Jamuna, there's so many hardcore, Maruchanda Didi, hardcore fanatical followers of Srila Gurudev. And what I was most happy to hear, I know it's very difficult for Krishna Kanti Didi to speak at this time, but this point is really a Guru Maharaj saying, when you said, from them, from Lalita and the others, they grew your faith. They gave you faith in Srila Gurudev. Like Gurudev himself said, he became so familiar with Srila Guru Maharaj that it wasn't like master and disciple. That was in the beginning. When I met them, they were friends. And the formality of master and disciple really had vanished. Gurudev could show that if necessary, but that was not their relationship. It was friendship. And as Guru Maharaj told, sometimes even Vatsalya Rasa, where the disciple is in the parental position and the guru is the child. And that we saw on the veranda so many times with Chinmoy Dave and others. They had to, like parents, force him to take some medicine, or Deva Bandhu, and so many others. They were in the parental position out of love and affection. So Srila Gurudev said, when these other Gaudiya Math luminaries, the great Madhava Maharaj, Jajavar Maharaj, Srila Puri Maharaj, so many others would come, they would tell him how great Gurudev was. And through them, he came. Of course, Maharaj, this is his humility saying this, but he's saying, through the God brothers, then I learned how great my guru was. So from Gurudev's hardcore disciples, I think everyone, they learned, that's how their faith in him grew, by getting their association. And the reason I say it's a Guru Maharaj saying is because when he would express his appreciation towards his God brothers, he said that very thing. They nurtured my devotion to Srila Saraswati Thakur, so I could never forget them for that. My faith in him grew by their association. So that's really our situation by this. And you were right, again, what do you need to do at that time? You feel, close it, stop it, we're paralyzed and don't understand how to move. But then what came to you? Surround yourself with devotees. If you can surround yourself with Srila Gurudev's servitors, those who have some deep appreciation, love and affection for him in their hearts, then you're in a safe position. We'll be carried by them, like we told. And Puri, so many people assemble there. If you can enter a group and they'll just move your body, you'll be carried by that group where you have to go. So if now, as we're surrounding ourselves by those who had love and affection in their hearts for Srila Gurudev, then we'll be carried by their association and we'll be in a safe position. And as Gurudev indicated, under the unparalleled devotion and qualifications of Srila Acharya Maharaj to lead us, the rudder has been passed to him, then not only will we be safe, but we'll progress and Srila Gurudev's mission and movement will grow and become even more exalted. Jai Srila Bhakti Sundar Govinda Dev Goswami Maharaj Ki Jai Srila Bhakti Rakhak Sridhar Dev Goswami Maharaj Ki Jai Srila Bhakti Nirmala Acharya Maharaj Ki Jai Sanyasi Vrinda Ki Jai Seva Vrinda Ki Jai Samaveda Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai Nitai Go Premanande
Hari Bol. Now we can amra kichu ki dekhbo Guru Maharaj Sriti. আমরা দেখতে পাবো উই ক্যান সি সাম 15 মিনিটস একদম স্লাইড শো আমরা 15 মিনিট গুরু মহাদের সিদ্ধ দেবো তারপর আমরা যাবো প্রসাদ পেতে ইজ সামবডি ওয়ান্টস টু গো প্রসাদম ইজ রেডি প্রসাদম
হরে কৃষ্ণ টুডে উই হ্যাভ গ্যাদার্ড হিয়ার টু সেলিব্রেট দি 11th ডে অফ ডেসি অপিয়ারেন্স অফ হিজ ডিভাইন গ্রেস গোবিন্দ মহারাজ দি মিটিং হ্যাজ বিন প্রিজাইডেড বাই আচার্য মহারাজ and His Holiness, almost all the sannyasis on the dais, and all the Vaishnavas of the dais, and those who loves heartily to Govinda Maharaj. Really they have come from far and remote places of all over the world, and a nook and corner of India, and outside Orissa, and here, why we have come? Because of His love and affection we cannot forget. We cannot forget the instruction, nectarial instruction of Govinda Maharaj. And though He has left His body, but His soul is with us because through instruction, through speech, through His bharshan, through His guidance, and through His memorable activities. So we pray to God and we pray to His Almighty Lord Krishna and Radharani. And we do not feel any separation, even if Govinda Maharaj has passed away. But Acharya Maharaj is here and almost all the sannyasis is with us and they can take care of us. At any moment we are going to commit any wrong, is human. At any moment we are committing any act, any wrong act, any sinful act, who will help us? Who will guide us? Only the sannyasis, because almost all the sannyasis, those who are on the dais, they have spent huge time, sufficient time with Govinda Maharaj, and exactly what we expect, that we can also, that will lead us. Vaishnava means vinamra, very much modest. A Vaishnava means very tolerance, having patience. If we will not follow the parampara, parampara means tradition. If we do not follow, then there is no value in your disciplic succession. Once Govinda Maharaj has given the responsibility to Acharya Maharaj, this is the first and foremost duty of each and every devotee, either from Western countries or from Eastern countries, or from Navadvipa or Orissa or Calcutta or whatever it may be, we have to follow it. If we do not follow, we are committing Vaishnava Aparad. Vaishnava means always vinamra, modest, very humble. So I offer my humble obeisances in the lotus feet of all the sannyasis and my special obeisances to Acharya Pad. He is presiding over this meeting and almost all the devotees, those who have come to attend this function, I also offer my obeisances. Let the God bless us. Let Govinda Maharaj, his soul, may rest in peace. And we have also come here because of his attraction, his association is still with us. Because when in the year 1987 I came here, I first met Govinda Maharaj. Myself, Punananda Prabhu and Damodar Maharaj, we were also collecting some bhikya in Oltradanga, Murari Pukhur. At that time has gone, but still the memory is with me. When Govinda Maharaj came to Puri, he stayed with my house. He spent few hours with my mother. He spent few minutes with my father. So I cannot forget Govinda Maharaj, and I cannot forget Acharya Pad, Acharya Maharaj, because Govinda Maharaj always instructed me, whatever you will do to protect this institution, since you have been appointed as a legal attorney in Orissa High Court, and it is your first and foremost duty, at any moment, if the property has been destroyed, or somebody is going to encroach forcefully, or doing any wrong act, you are the person, I'll advise you to take care of this property. So I offer my humble obeisances. If I have committed anything wrong, please excuse me in this holy gathering. I pray to God. God can give us strength, power, purity, and everything will be success in our life. Jai Gurudev, Jai Gurudev, Jai Acharya Jadavaya.
Hari Haraya Namo Krishna Jadavaya Namo Haraya Namo Krishna Jadavaya Madhavaya Keshavaya Namo.